opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way into? Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, and we'll get to your answers to today's question of the day. Before we get to ours, I do want to say, in light of the devastating floods that affected so many lives in the Hill Country, we're doing what we can to support with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives. The best way we can help is to provide you with the information on those outlets so that you can help us help our Texas neighbors. So just text FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. That's FLOOD to 20357. And don't forget tonight at No Label Brewing, there's an event going on with our friend Jesse Watt from Mix 96.5, where a dollar from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So hopefully you can join us. People here from this building will be out there and get out there, have some beers to kick off your weekend, and also help a good cause in the process.
She might have some gifts.
Got some raffles, right?
That's true. Yeah.
I just seen a guitar walk out of here, man.
I see that guitar.
I mean, I don't know if that's part of the raffle, but it might be there.
We're going to have to get Jessie on maybe later in the show.
Yeah.
We'll hit her up and see if she wants to come on and talk about some of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So just wanted to make sure I get that out there. Important stuff. Text FLOOD and come on out and join us tonight. Have some beers and donate towards a good cause. With that said, let's get to the question of the day. Make that transition. But what event, sports or non-sports, would you buy your way into, just like in the movie Brewster's Millions?
Yeah, I guess we have to explain a couple of things here. First of all, Brewster's Millions was made in 1985, but it is a cult classic. And most people have seen it, right? Figgy, you've seen Brewster's Millions?
I don't think I did.
You haven't seen it? Right? Richard Pryor, he falls in. Well, I guess it was an inheritance.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I saw that.
They gave him like $3 million, but if he could spend it all in a certain amount of time, it would be $300 million. So he had to spend it all.
Okay.
And one of the things that he did is he paid for the New York. He was a minor league baseball pitcher, and he paid for the New York Yankees to play against his team. Brewster's Millioned it. That's the first thing we have to explain. So you have all the money in the world. Like, this is the second part. Bill Ackman. Now, you may not know who Bill Ackman was yesterday, but you do today if you follow any social media. He's a hedge fund manager worth $9.5 billion. He's got money. He's got real money. And he bought his way into an actual, this isn't exhibition. This was an actual ATP tennis event. Like a professional tennis event with real ranked professionals. He bought his way into a doubles match and looked awful. like he looked off. And I'm sure he's a good tennis player. He looked well enough to, you know, good enough to maybe compete in the member guest or something like that at his club. But he looked awful. But he competed.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do?
By the way, I think that's really lame.
Well, Andy Roddick went off on him.
Good.
Andy Roddick, search Andy Roddick and Bill Ackman. He went off, said it was a disgrace.
Yeah.
As he should, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, you know, maybe that was a dream of his and all that stuff, but you got people that work their butt off to try to get
their
to
where
they are.
Lives.
Yeah, their entire life, their entire career to get to that point. Yeah. And you just paid?
Yeah.
I would hate to be the other people that had to be involved in that, too, actually on the court playing with him.
And the poor professionals, like, they were ranked 80-something, 100-something. Those are high rankings in tennis. It might not sound it, but those are high rankings.
No, they are beasts.
They are beasts. They were, like, shooting 50-mile-an-hour serves at him and stuff.
That's kind of like the kid that suck in school, but their parents got so much money, so they could just buy their way into the best school ever, while the other kids have to actually be smart and show the grades and all that stuff to get in that school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I also love this. People always think, like, oh, yeah, I could score in an NBA game. So I do love this idea of, like, getting humbled out there. Like, yeah, you might be good at your little tennis club, but you're nowhere near a professional.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
Anyways, for me, I would be similar to this text from the 832. They said a 5-day all access pass to Eric Clapton's Crossroad Festival, and I'd be playing the tambourine. For me, it'd be similar.
You'd be on stage in a concert.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so you.
But as a performer, yeah.
Like,
not the tambourine.
With who? What band?
So my dream was, like I've always said, what we do here is awesome. It's really cool. But I think the greatest job is to be a rock star for a successful band. You don't want to be an unsuccessful band.
Yeah.
So I've always said, like, if I could swap places with anyone, I think it'd be Mick Jagger.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right?
And the staying power.
Yeah, the lead of the Rolling Stones. Are
just
you kidding?
The name alone.
It's true.
Mick Jagger.
The dancing? Would you do the dancing?
I don't think I would do the dance.
I'd do a little bit. The little shoulder thing that he does?
Yeah. I'd strut out there a little bit.
He was so cold, man.
He peacocks.
Back in the day. Back in the day, man.
Gets his arms back.
Somebody posted a video of him performing back in the day, and that dude's just looking in the camera, just... I can't even explain.
But he literally looks like a peacock. Like just, you know, arms. Mm-hmm. And that's a good one for you. Figgy, I love yours.
Yeah, so me and Sean got the same one. Mm-hmm. I would love to pay some money to just play a small little role in Law and Order.
That's so funny.
I don't have to be like this big old drug dealer they trying to take down and all this stuff. I could just be a little corner boy.
Like 30 seconds on screen.
Yeah, I could just be sitting there. I could see Ice-T walking towards it. Hey, come here. And just take off and just get slammed to the ground. And like, I don't know nothing about no little kids, man. I know who that is.
Yeah.
He stay over there on 42nd Street.
And you wouldn't know his name. You just know what he goes by.
Yeah. It's a guy by the name of Big Tiny. I call him Big Tiny. Yeah. I would like to play any role on Law and Order. I don't want to be like a PDF person or a nasty person, but just like a low-level drug dealer or something.
A little nickel and dime crook.
Yeah. The other show, I've been watching this show as of late, but The Pit. It's a show called The Pit. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much an emergency room type of show.
Yeah.
I would love to just be in there, you know, with an injury or something like that, just kind of come in on the cart or on the bed.
Just be like a dead body? Yeah. No lines?
Not a bloody body.
No, yeah, just a bloody body. Like, man, I got shot.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Or a nail went through my foot.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm sitting there and they trying to take care of me all
that. They shot me with a nail gun.
Yeah.
and then you're out. I would coach a major college basketball game. I would love that so much. And it doesn't even have to be the tournament. Doesn't have to be a conference. Just a big time college basketball game, roaming the sidelines, calling timeouts, you know, getting the guys
together. Put
your
hands on your hip.
Point to my assistants. Tell them something because I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, all that stuff.
2-3.
Yes.
2-3.
Yes. Shooter. Come on, ref. Yeah, that's
Come
right.
Come on, ref. That was a foul.
Exactly. I would love that. I would pay a lot of money to and it wouldn't even have to be like A&M or just a major college game, you know.
Now, would you wear a suit or just like athletic gear?
I would not wear the sweatsuit. I don't like that. I'd probably just dress nice.
No, I'm talking about like an actual like, remember when we used to wear suits?
Yes, yeah. I'd probably lean that way more. But I'd take my suit off, my jacket off.
You got to have
part of it.
I take my jacket
wear
off.
The suit. Yeah. You got to wear the suit.
Oh, that's what I do. I'd come out in a suit, and by the middle of the first half, I'd have my jacket off, my tie off.
Yeah. That's part of it. If you're doing just one game, you got to lean into it.
Sleeves rolled up.
Sleeves rolled up, sweating.
Yeah. Love it. That's part of the whole appeal.
Yeah. All that stuff. Either that or just completely humiliate myself and play in the Masters. Like I'm up there with, you know, these great, you know, me, the threesome is me and Rory you know, and whomever else, you know.
Oh, man.
And I'm hacking it into the woods and stuff like that.
It would be fun.
I'd be Bill Ackman.
Yeah.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it would be entertaining to see just the contrast of like Rory's perfect on the green, and then you're just like over there in the woods.
Or the stats, driving distance, 165.
Right. And then Rory's like, oh, we got to wait for this guy again. I'm trying to find his ball over there. Can I just putt out?
I would absolutely love to do that. Baseball game at Fenway. Or play football at Lambeau Field
from
the 3-4-6.
The only problem, though, is you don't get the skills of these people. So if you want to put yourself in an NFL game, you're still you in an NFL game.
Yes.
And you might get broken in two.
Exactly. Like this one from the A32. Race in an F1 race. You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be scared to get in the car with somebody that's driving that.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. By my way into the bullpen for an entire season. Last guy in the bullpen. That's cool.
I like that one.
You'd never get called on, or maybe like an 18-1 game or something.
Yeah.
You're throwing little 80, 60-mile-an-hour pitches.
Yeah. Just get to hang out there, watch all the games. Mm-hmm. In that regard, I'd almost rather be like the bullpen coach just so I wouldn't have to worry about ever going in. Mm-hmm. And all due respect to bullpen coaches, I don't know how much they do other than pick up the phone and say, you go warm up.
Yeah.
So I'd be the bullpen coach instead, but that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Figgy's IMDb page would have one credit, Law and Order, dead guy number two.
Yeah, that's right.
or thug number two.
Yeah.
This is kind of mean right here. I'd like to pay for an actual doctor to live their dream and work for the Astros.
That's good.
I'm telling you, it's out there, man.
Somebody else earlier said they would pay just to sit in the offensive line meetings for the year for the Texans.
Yeah, yeah. John, there are no forward tees at the Masters. I know. I don't care. Still get to play Amen Corner.
Yeah, it would still be cool. 713, so they buy their way into the Academy Awards as a seat filler. It's kind of like Kramer did that in an episode of Seinfeld. I don't know. If I'm going to the Academy Awards, I think I'd want to
have a speech.
Yeah, do more than be a seat filler.
I actually had that as one of mine. I'd like be with the best picture people and go up there and give the speech. Mm. Like, who is this guy? Well, he was an associate producer.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Although seat filler, I guess you have the potential to sit next to some really cool people or some of your favorite actresses as well.
Lopez would be choking kids on the bench. No, I would not. No, I would not.
Just got Homer Simpson on him.
What are you doing? You're making me look bad. I do a good enough job by myself.
Play one series in a Super Bowl to get a ring?
One series.
Again, though, you got to be careful out there.
Or what about just being on a practice squad?
That'd be sweet. Yeah. Or would it? because he'd be hot every day and you just get no, I'm just saying.
But if you look at somebody like, let's say, Steven Nelson, I don't think he played a snap for the Kansas City Chiefs last season, but he was on the practice squad. He got a chance to go to the Super Bowl and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would be something.
281 said, ball boy for the Astros. I tried to be a ball boy as an actual like kid for a minor league team, and they said, oh, no, you have to be like 18 or older.
No, they're all in college.
Yeah, I said I thought it was ball boy.
Man.
Yeah.
They're all like college kids.
What are you doing now?
Yeah, they do that.
But, yeah, I don't think that would – I don't know if you'd have to pay a ton of money to be a
this
ball boy.
This is good, and you might have a chance to be a hero from the 281. Do a World Cup shootout, you know, where it's just you and the goalie.
Oh, man.
You know, because you'd have a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not a great chance, but you'd have a chance.
You got kind of a 50-50 shot. They got to choose one way or the other.
Yeah.
This one I always thought about real quick. I'm watching the Wimbledon right now, but just being the person that pick up the ball and just stand there with the hands behind
you. Hold it up?
Yep. Yeah. I would love to just do that one, at least one series. I don't know if I could last a whole match.
You got to hustle, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I can last a whole match, but I'd definitely do at least a game of that.
And then, depending on the players, sometimes they abuse you.
Yeah.
They start arguing, no, give me another one.
Get somebody like Nick Kyrgios. Yes. Throw the ball at you.
Yeah.
We got a few texts just on the Brewster's Millions. So for those to clean up, it was either you get $1 million up front or you spend $30 million in 30 days and you get $300 million.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So those are the financial details. And
would you do that?
Yeah, I would do it. Yeah, I think you could. Yeah, I would do. I would try to spend the $30 million.
But remember, the parameters were you couldn't have any assets at the end. That was the parameter of the movie. In other words, you have to spend $30 million, and it just goes away. That's why he rented the Yankees.
Yeah, it's true.
You couldn't buy a piece of art.
You can't buy like a car.
No, you had to spend $30 million and have zero to show for it at the end of the 30 days.
That's true.
Like that's hard.
That's tough.
It is tough. That is tough.
Like you'd have to just rent limos and
You had to buy some expensive food or something like that.
Yeah, throw parties.
A $20,000 steak or something.
Yeah,
you every had to single
have zero
night.
Assets at the end of it.
Damn.
Also, that was $30 million 40 years ago. So yeah. I wonder what the inflation, how much that would be today. You had to blow through in a month. But yeah, great movie from the 80s with Richard Pryor. Keep sending those in. What's something you would essentially buy your way into if you had all the money in the world? Send those texts in 713-572-4610. Somebody also said, thanks for mentioning Tom Petty yesterday. I fell down a rabbit hole of watching some really cool videos of music. So
you loved it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, it's time to go around the NFL. Including what one Texan had to say about this new offense. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.